if you think about it, if you're swinging a hammer for 4 hours trying to unload your trailer for some DDGs that are stuck in there in the middle of August, your body is getting wear and tear on it.
Hello, Asphalt Cowboys. You're listening to the Bulk Loads Podcast, your number one resource in everything bulk freight trucking. And this is episode 153.
Hey guys, Jared Flynn with the Bulk Loads Podcast. Got Tyler in the studio.
What's going on?
Tyler, we're getting in the heat of summer right now.
Right.
And you know what happens in the heat of summer.
Oh yeah, things get cakey.
Yep. Products in these hoppers start to get caked up, especially a lot of the byproducts, feed ingredients, byproducts. We're talking about DDG, soy meal, and man, just a lot of this stuff that flows through, not necessarily grains, but that's the reason for the podcast. Today, I'm going to bring back Michael Highland. He's with Martin Vibration Systems. They are a supplier of these different vibrating systems. The one specifically is the MT Fast vibrator that they created 5 years ago. And I thought it was interesting. He told me this before. They actually were approached by Fultz Trucking, which is a member of ours. And they were having problem unloading these distillers grains. And they took it, Fultz went to them, and then they came out with this new vibrating system. And the whole system that they created is, it's called the MT Fast, but it's a vacuum mount system that you can carry anywhere around on the trailer. So you hook it right into your airlines, and then wherever you have those cakey points or really clunky points, you can put this system on there. And he said, it's just been revolutionary. He said, you know, and Michael has said this before, but they believe in these systems kind of versus others because, you know, some of these hard mounted systems that are on these rails, like that may not be where your kicking point is, you know, so you can go exactly where you're finding these points and get them vibrated. I think this is an awesome product. I don't know why, if you're in this industry and you're homeless, why wouldn't you have this? And I'm not trying to sell you guys on buying their product, but just like, this is a tool just like bulk loads. I mean, if you're going to save time and save money, you got to have one of these because you don't want to be sitting there beating the crap out of your trailer or your, you know, wear and tear on your own body trying to beat this trailer to death when you got a system like this. Yeah.
Right.
I had somebody told me one time it pays to have good equipment.
Right.
You know, it pays for itself pretty quick. So cool. Well, with that said, here's my conversation with Michael Highland of Martin Vibration Systems. Hey, Mike, thanks for joining us today.
No problem, Jared. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, it's been a couple years and we thought we'd bring you back. Actually, we're getting into the heat of the summer, are pretty close. And we know a lot of these guys that are hauling feed ingredient products, some of that product gets, especially when we get these high temperatures, gets very cakey in these trailers. So I thought we'd just have you back on the show just to talk about your all's products and how they work and the efficiencies. Before we get rolling to that, Michael, just for users, listeners that are new to our show or don't know who you guys are, can you give us a brief introduction?
So Martin Vibration Systems was founded in 1944 by our founder, Edwin Peterson, and he started Martin Engineering with the invention of the ball vibrator, and ever since, we've been the leading provider for industrial vibrators in nearly any industry there is. We've solved thousands of material handling problems for clients around the world, and we are the exclusive importer of Netter vibration products for North America and Central America. And if there's a application that needs a vibrator, we're the ones to come to.
And obviously your products there, I mean, there's a lot of different applications for this. It's not just trucking, a lot of industrial.
Correct.
Give us some analytics if you can, like what percentage do you do more just on the industrial side versus the trucking market?
I don't know, a huge percentage. I mean, ever since the MT Fast was introduced, I think it was 5 or 6 years ago, we sold about 3,000 of them. So it's a big chunk of our business, but not a majority by any means. A lot of our business is involved with vibratory compaction tables, as well as vibratory feeders, as well as just industrial vibrators in general for applications in pharmaceutical, food, confectionaries, and the makeup industries.
Nice. And when you say, and you said some of the products, so yeah, industrial, I'm thinking of food manufacturers, anything that's going to be running product that there's going to be something where it's going to, I guess, obviously get choked up or get caked in.
Correct. Any hopper, chute, feed throat, conveyor that needs assistance with moving material is where an industrial vibrator would be used.
Nice. You mentioned the MT Fast, which that's why I wanted to kind of curve this over to there. Talk to us about that specific product.
Yeah, so 5 or 6 years ago, we were approached by Foltz Trucking needing a solution for their hopper bottom trailers hauling the GDGs and the meals. They were limited to the truck air compressors, so we went to work and developed a system called the MT Fast Hopper Trailer Vibrator that runs directly off the emergency brake glad hand for the trucks and will not starve the compressor, which is our patented feature on it. And it's a great tool for the job. As I said, we've sold thousands of these, and everyone that has it loves it.
Talk a little bit about, you said it won't, did you say it won't starve the air compressor?
That's correct, yeah.
What do you mean by
compressors
that?
On the tractor trailers produce 13 CFM at 120 PSI, so it will keep up with it without starving it and shutting the compressor off.
Okay. And when I think about
no need for external air.
It's been a while. Are there open connections on that, or do you have to disconnect one line to hook this up? I mean, as far as the brakes on the
trailer. So there's a couple ways that people do it. There's the main version we sell connects to the emergency brake glad hand. So you would disconnect the glad hand on the tractor that connects to the trailer and hook our system up, and then you would energize the glad hand to provide air to the assembly. You would then suction it up to the trailer with a quarter turn ball valve. And then we have an integrated handset that you just slide forward and the vibrator starts running.
Okay. So I guess I'm thinking just simple terms. If a guy's over a pit, he's going to unhook that main line, put this in there, start vibrating it down. If he's got to move up, he'd have to hook that back up to the trailer, obviously.
Correct.
And then move up.
Now,
then
there is another version that has a 5-foot hose whip, we call it, and it has a quick connect on the end. So a lot of the guys that have these trailers had the old style ball vibrators and piston vibrators on their knock reels, which don't operate very well, as most people know. And what they do is they put a quick connect on the apex of the trailer and they hook it in there so they don't have to disconnect the trailer.
Okay. And those, because those already have those existing lines coming down.
Exactly. Exactly.
We're going to take a quick break to hear from one of our members on Bulk Loads.
This is Grady Strickland with Goolsby Farms, located in South Georgia. I have to say that Bulk Loads has saved us many times when we needed a load back or even trying to find a load to get where we needed to go. We will not use anybody else. They're the best in the business. I recommend it to anyone that either needs a load back or needs to get a load to a certain destination. The program is easy to use. You can find loads back, shows your distances. I could not ask for anything better from any other company.
And now back to my interview. Talk to us a little bit about, since you guys have created this 5 years ago, obviously you had this MVP or this product first. How has the thing evolved over the past 5 years, or has it, as far as fine tuning it, listening to customers?
Yeah, so we've made some refinements over the years since the inception of the idea, mostly on changing the parts out that were breaking in the event of losing air to the vacuum side of things. So if it loses vacuum, it's obviously not going to suction to the trailer. And the opportune impact point would be on the mufflers for the vibrator, because you don't want the vibrator to be damaged during the fall. So we have a failure mode built into it, which is the mufflers in the event they turn the air off accidentally. Before we had a longer orifice that controlled the flow of air to the vibrator, which is our patented feature, and we've refined it over the years to make it smaller and less of a lever on the vibrator. So that was the main improvement we've had, and making stuff more readily available, obviously, is our main goal, especially right now in the middle of the pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely. When you talk to customers, and you mentioned Foltz, which they're a member on the Bulk Load site, and they were the ones that kind of came to you about this. Over the years, what are some of the main ingredients that are transported in these trucks where you see these vibrators probably used more than anywhere else?
Yeah, so the main ingredients would be the DDGs.
Yep.
The bone meals and all the meals for that matter, as well as a lot of people nowadays are using them on tender trailers with the fertilizers and the seed. Been a great expansion for this MT Fast hopper trailer vibrator. It's not just on the hopper trailers, it's on the tender trailers now as well.
I was thinking in terms, because now today there's just so many more products that are hauled, especially with these ethanol plants, more soy meal. Exactly. Actually, I just saw an article not too long ago. They're putting in another plant right up there in North Dakota. Just more of this stuff getting moved. So I see, man, the demand is ever increasing for this product. If you had, and this is off the cuff, more prompt, but like, how many hopper truckers on the road actually have a vibrator or a vibration system in the truck? I know not all guys haul feed ingredients and they don't need it just because maybe they're just hauling strictly grain locally. But what would you say, what percentage of guys actually have a product like this in their truck?
Would have absolutely no idea percentage wise, but I mean, a lot of the hopper bottom trailers come from the factories with the old school ball vibrators or the piston vibrators on the knock rails. So, I mean, a lot of the trailers have vibrators on them, but it just depends if the operator wants to spend the extra money to get a system that works like ours.
And what you were saying though, I kind of believe that, or firmly believe this as well, your system, you know, the other ones are, there's just permanently mounted on those brackets or walls. Well, this system, obviously you can take anywhere around the hopper or the trailer. It's not confined.
Correct. You can move it around to anywhere on that trailer that you want that's having an issue, especially the corners of the slopes is where it hangs up a lot of the times. Whereas those knock rail vibrators, you're married to where they're mounted, and most of the time they're not in the right spot.
Do you ever see, and I guess this is more a question for truckers that have those systems, but then also have a system like this as well, just in case?
A lot of the times what we've, in our experience, have found that these operators buy these trailers with the vibrators and they throw them out once they use them. They're absolutely terrible. And then they buy our empty fast system because it's not even comparable.
Yeah. Michael, there's all different makes and models of hopper trailers that are out there in the market. Do you all work with any of them right now as far as offering your product with the trailer or any kind of packages or marketing?
Timpty and Wilson buy directly from us with some of our packages for their customers. So
nice.
They know the product's out there and they know it works. So they come to us directly and the best tool for the job for sure.
That's awesome. Cool. Well, again, we think this is a very valuable product for our community. We get questions pretty frequently on our forum of truckers asking about what systems do others use out in the industry for vibrators. I've had customers ask specifically on this. Our podcast has grown in the last 2 years since you've been on, so we wanted to bring you on just to talk about this again. Any other last feedback you'd like to share with our audience before we let you go, Michael?
Yeah, so we're actually in progress of developing a new 12 or 24 volt vibrator for the dump trucks and dump trailers and end dumps and all those types of applications that we'll be releasing hopefully this year, once the patent's approved. We're in the patent approval process right now. So you guys will have to stay tuned for that. It completely revolutionizes the electric vibrator market for the dump trailers.
I was going to ask about that. I should have maybe before. Do a lot of in dump trailers and even, I mean, some of these other bulk trailers use vibration systems?
They do. So a lot of the dump trailers use the old school piston vibrators. Nothing wrong with them. They're just old school technology, not very efficient. They're noisy. Now, it's a little harder to use a vacuum-mounted system like our MT-Fast hopper trailer vibrator on those dump trailers for two reasons. The main reason is safety. When that trailer's up in the air, you could be 40 foot up in the air where the vibrator needs to be, which is very dangerous.
Yeah.
In the event that suction's lost, which is why we don't typically use them for that. Not going to say there aren't people using them for that, and that's their choice. We sell a restraint cable kit if they are using it for this application, where you hook it onto the trailer somewhere and it's got a little 5 foot braided cable that attaches to the assembly to prevent it from falling to the ground and becoming a projectile.
Interesting.
But so, most of the time, these people or these operators don't have air readily available on like the little landscape dump trucks, you know, the end dump trailers that people tow behind their trucks. So they're limited to the 12 and 24 volt system. So that's the market we're going for now with our new system.
Nice. When do you expect that thing to be released out to your clients?
All depends on the patent approval process. So that's in their hands now, but hopefully this year.
That's awesome. Last thing before I let you go, Michael, and you don't have to give specifics, but like, what are some of the price points or what are most of these? I mean, I think they're affordable, but I want you to kind of tell people, you know, time is money always in anything we do in life.
Yeah.
You know, if you get to a destination and this thing's caking up and you're out there beating it with a hammer, beating the crap out of your trailer, or having to jump inside there, and there's a safety risk, you can, you know, people are waiting on you. This product can really help. What's the cost of this product, or what's the
ballpark? So with a ballpark price with shipping and the normal assembly with the 50 foot hose, you're around $1,500. But by the time you plumb the hard mounted vibrators and purchase them from the manufacturer and get all the lines run, you're going to be at that price, because one little piston vibrator isn't going to do the whole trailer. So you're going to need 6 or 7 of them. And that cost starts adding up, no doubt. But I mean, we don't even really sell them based on that point alone. I mean, if you think about it, if you're swinging a hammer for 4 hours trying to unload your trailer for some DDGs that are stuck in there in the middle of August, your body is getting wear and tear on it. And there is not a price on preventing the wear and tear on your body.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I saw a picture somebody posted not too long ago, and this person had this hammer on the side of their hopper, just, I mean, swinging it. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, and not only are they hurting their body and shoulders doing that all day long, but they're damaging their trailer. And that's not cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So awesome. Well, man, we love having you on the show, being a returning guest, Michael. This is an awesome product. Again, when we think about this industry as a whole, we want to try to create efficiencies and time savings. That's what we do on Bulk Loads, creating these connections so these guys can be more profitable and run. We believe wholeheartedly your product's going to be the same thing. It's going to save these guys time. Time is money when you get to these facilities, and even just from the safety and wear and tear of the body and the trailer as well.
Correct.
So, hey, Michael, thanks so much for coming on the Bulk Load Show.
No problem. Thank you for having me, Jared.
Tyler, I'm glad Michael brought up at the end of the show. I thought we were done, but he talked about this new patent pending system that they have for Indom trailers.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. I was thinking about hoppers, but yeah, a lot of these Indoms, they get product that gets caked up inside them as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
And to know that, yeah, you're not going to this, I mean, that you can use this system, but they don't recommend it as much because
it can be dangerous.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you think about it, you get this, you know, get one of these trailers and, you know, one of those 40 foot end dumps, you get that thing up in the air. I mean, how high is that thing?
Yeah.
And if that thing comes off and hits somebody, you know, and I know he said they got a cable, a safety cable that they have attached that they can put around wherever on that trailer, but my gosh, that's scary. We had one of these vibrators in our office at one time.
Yeah, we gave it away.
Yeah, we were just talking about it. But I mean, I got that thing out of the box and I was like, my gosh, if that hits you in the head, man, you would
really. Yeah, you're done.
Yeah. And it was interesting too, this new patent pending product that they have, he was talking about, and I guess I should ask a little bit more detail, but he said it's like, I think a 24 volt or 48 volt.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, you wouldn't, I mean, the way I imagine this thing is like, it's standalone. You don't need nothing else hooked to it, and you can take it wherever you want on that trailer. So, yeah, I'm excited to see that, especially for our in-dump community of owner operators, to see kind of how that works in their system. Because, yeah, I mean, I imagine product gets just as caked up in those trailers as it does hoppers.
Yeah, when that comes out, yeah, it'd be interesting to get a video to see it in action and how it operates too.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So cool. What else is on deck, Tyler?
I mean, these podcasts are getting popular, Jared. Just looking at the numbers. I mean, we're getting a ton of listeners and new subscribers by the day. So we just want to definitely remind people, if you're new to the podcast community or Bulk Loads podcast, just number one, make sure to subscribe. But in the app, you can actually turn on alerts for our podcast. Right in the app, you can also turn on alerts for loads that are actually on there. So whenever a new hopper load or end dump load or tanker load comes through, it'll notify you right on your phone. That way you're the first one to know about it. You can call that shipper or broker, book the load right there, and you're the first one to get it.
Everybody's different about alerts because nobody wants to get annoyed
by
alerts. But we've made these where they're not annoying, in my opinion. They're not. It doesn't flash or anything like that. But yeah, especially the load alerts, we've had that up for a while. We hear a lot of cool things about that because, again, when a load gets posted on there, you get instantly notified, and you can set your parameter however you want. If you want to see loads just within, you know, a 50-mile radius around Kansas City or Wichita,
exactly,
you can set these alerts and refine them as much as you can. And the other thing I was going to mention, Tyler, man, our TMS is taking off.
Yeah,
we're getting more and more grain companies using it, feed and greeting companies, fertilizer companies, brokerages, dispatchers, fleet managers, you name it. I mean, I'm surprised how well it's been taken off.
Yeah, and yeah, the really neat thing is to watch is, I mean, we have guys that are signing up with just as little as 3-4 trucks, dispatching their own trucks, yep, and we have, you know, the big grain companies on there, so that's really neat to see how each one operates.
Yeah,
on
and
it.
The reason I mentioned that to you as the user, if you don't have the app, make sure you download it, because this thing is networked, or it's plugged right into the TMS. So now when these shippers that you're hauling for, when you book a load through them, they can send you all the information right through the app. So you don't have to worry about a separate email or text or whatever. You can still do it that way, but we recommend doing it through the app because it's all saved in there. Once you haul it, you can actually monitor the load and let the shipper know what progress that it's in, whether it's in the loading phase, the delivery phase, whether it's been delivered or dropped off. All that can be done right through the app. It's really simple to use. And the best of all, you can do all your invoicing. So we've really tried to create the full load life cycle within the app. And we're hearing crazy good feedback. We're still building on it. There's some things. We're getting some feedback, some things the guys want tweaked. I think that's what's cool about our team. We got a good team here where we can make those changes really fast.
Yeah, it's just like the bulk loads, the app, and the website too. We're constantly working on it and making updates to it to make sure it's the most user-friendly app out there and to make it specific to each person and how they operate. And that's the exact same thing we're doing with the TMS.
Yep. We know our users are wide range, but I think one thing we've learned, a lot of our guys are simple-minded, simple people, just like ourselves in the office. Right. So we've made the thing super simple. So yeah, if you get a chance, make sure and download the app, number one, and then check out those alerts, the load alerts, and then making sure that you use some of the other functions that are networked with our TMS. So, well, that's all we got right now. Thanks again, guys, for listening, and God bless to y'all.